In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Last night we had the greatest service. My Lord, every night it gets better and better. Tonight will be night 12 at the Espousal Retreat House. We had quite a few new people last night. And God is moving by His Holy Spirit, not only healing people, but doing marvelous, marvelous deeds as we worship the Lord. I'm looking at Psalm 149. It's a praise psalm. Listen to what it says. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise His name in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in His maker. Let the sons of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise His holy name with dancing, making melody to Him with timbrel and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adorns the humble with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches. Listen to this one. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and the two-edged swords in their hands. Today we have Maria Vadia Carianda with us, and she's going to comment on this fifth and sixth verse. Let the faithful exult in glory, and let them sing for joy on their couches, and let the high praises of God be on their throats and a two-edged sword in their hands. How is this two-edged sword related to the praise of God, Maria?
Because when we start to praise the Lord with the high praises, and that means high praises. It's not a silent meditation. This is a time to give outward expression of what you have inside. When you start releasing high praises, shouting and proclaiming Jesus and the Lordship of Jesus, our praises become a double-edged sword to drive out the enemy. So it's an amazing tool and weapon that the Lord has given us. You know, we are doing what we have been created to do, to praise the Lord, and He's worthy of all our praise. But while we are praising Him, the Lord uses our praises as a double-edged sword to drive out the enemy. Who's our enemy, Father? Who is
the enemy?
It?
Is the devil.
Yes.
But more than the devil, when we praise Him, the power of God comes, and the power to heal comes, and the power for deliverance comes. You tell the people that once in a while you go to Africa and you say, come on, the Holy Spirit is really here with His presence. Start breathing in. Tell them what happens when they start breathing in the Holy Spirit.
When they start to breathe in the Holy Spirit, the evil spirits start to come out. They start to cough. They start to just experience deliverance. So the high praises really changes the atmosphere that we are living in. So we drive out the enemy, whatever enemies we're facing, sickness, disease, pornography, addictions of any kind. The enemy has to flee. Let God arise and let His enemies be scattered. But we've seen so many miracles. We've seen the crippled just start to walk. We've seen men throw away their canes. We've seen mighty signs and wonders through releasing the high praises of God.
Tell us about the high praises of God with your brother, Renee. Now, Renee is a doctor, and, you know, Renee, she's going to tell you the story about Renee. And, you know, Renee never really wanted to get close to Maria because, you know what, they were in two different worlds. Renee was walking in another world and Maria in another world. But she invited him once to a mass, I remember, and it was because she had just written a book, and she wanted her brother to come to the mass because she felt that the Lord was going to change him and touch him. Tell the story.
Yes, we had a mass of thanksgiving for my first book, and then given by a charismatic priest, and we invited like 50 people, and one of them was my brother. And as he says, he came to this mass kicking and screaming. He did not want to be there. I want you to understand this. He did not want to be there, but he came just not to get on my nerves. Anyways, we started to praise the Lord, the high praises of God. We had guitars. We had maracas. The priest was praising the Lord. We were high praising God.
Oh!
The halals of the Lord, the high praises were coming out of our mouths. the presence of the Lord was there because the Lord inhabits our praises. The Lord inhabits the tehillas of his people. Those are the high praises. Psalm 22, verse 3. And then as we were praising the Lord, my brother was sitting there in the midst of all those people, and the Holy Spirit came on him, and he started to speak in tongues. But more than that, he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When the Mass was over, he came up to him, to me. His face was different. He had glory all over his face. And he told me, Maria, the same sounds that have been coming out of your mouth, now they're coming out of my mouth. But more important than this, than the gift of tongues, is that he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit sitting there. And he who had been a sexual addict for, I don't know how many years.
Since he was a child.
Yeah.
He tells the story that he was in a choir, and he was fooling around with another boy. They were just, you know, kid stuff. And the choir director threw him out. And there was a guy there that was selling ice cream. So he went to buy ice cream. And the guy was into pornography and showed this little boy pornographic stuff. And from that day on, he was into pornography. From that day on, an innocent child. Go ahead.
And so the Holy Spirit came upon him. And as he himself says, what I could not do for myself in over 20 years of trying to seek help, he being a doctor was seeking help from this addiction. What I could not do for myself in over 20 years, the Holy Spirit did for me in less than 3 minutes. And he has been set free from that sexual addiction. He is single for the Lord. He is the happiest, the most joyful. He feels fulfilled. I mean, he's just living for Jesus now. He has no more addiction to sex. It's amazing.
Yeah, he's living a celibate life. This is totally amazing. And he runs, he works in a hospital, and he runs a clinic for those people that nobody else wants. Tell him about the clinic that he runs.
Well, he works in a clinic, and now every patient that comes to him, he leads them to Jesus. Those that want prayer, there are some that do not want, but those that want prayer, it's most of them. He leads them to Jesus, and then he lays hands on them, and the healing starts to flow, and he's seen miracles. Every day he's seen miracles, tumors disappearing, growth disappearing, high blood pressure being normalized, lungs starting to breathe properly. I mean, every day he has something new, every day. But I want to point out something about Psalm 149, because it ends like this in verse 9. It says, to execute on them, who's them? The enemy. To execute on them the judgment written. This is an honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord. So, Father, to execute judgment on the enemy, it's our privilege. It's our honor. How do we do it? One of the ways is by praising the Lord.
And there are so many enemies. The enemy of poverty, the enemy of sickness, the enemy of death, the enemy of premature death, the enemy of fear, the enemy of anxiety. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Why haven't we learned in 2,000 years that the praises of God can work mightier works than all the ministry work? Because first the praises of God brings us into a different atmosphere, and then God begins to do what he wants to do with his people, and he always wants to set them free. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring freedom to the captives, to open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf, and to claim a year of jubilee. My Lord, why haven't we learned in 2,000 years that the praise of God should be in our hearts and on our lips?
And people do not understand, because they tell me, well, it's not my personality type. Listen, get over it. This is something that is a privilege. It's an honor, and it's why we were created for, to praise the Lord. But I have an awesome testimony. We were having a day of retreat in my parish church in St. Louis in Miami. And the high praises of God were just coming out of everyone. The band was there. It was amazing. It was glorious. The Lord was inhabiting the praises. And I did not know this at the time, but there was a desperate woman that came to the church Saturday morning, an alcoholic, married to an alcoholic, her kids in rebellion, her marriage and her home life just a disaster. And she was so desperate that Saturday morning, she said, I'm going to church. I'm going to see if I can find help there. She did not know Jesus personally, but I think she was led by the Spirit to come to the church. Well, when she came inside the church, she started to hear the sounds of praise. She started to hear the high praises, and she said, I'm going to find out what's going on. I like that music. I want to see. I want to check it out. And when she saw the room where we were holding the meeting, she saw all these women, mostly women, just coming in, and she said, these women are having a party. I'm going to go inside. So she came inside. She started to praise the Lord. She spent the day with us. She gave her life to Jesus. She opened her heart to Jesus. She received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I remember praying for her. She told me, I have a problem of alcohol. And I remember praying for her and declaring over her life that the Lord was doing a quick work on her life.
Oh!
That what would take people years to accomplish, the Lord would do for her suddenly and very fast. Father, I never saw her again. I forgot about her. I saw her a year later, and she said, you know what? I've been set free. I haven't had a drink in over a year. And her life has been changing totally and completely. She doesn't miss prayer group. And she's sober, and that's the kind of thing that the Lord does through the praises.
It's the fruit of praise. It's the fruit of worship. You see, I'm going to tell you, this is what we spoke about the other day, that when Peter, James, and John went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, the scripture says they were overshadowed by a bright cloud. Now, that's an interesting thing. Overshadowed by a bright, that's the glory. Overshadowed by a bright cloud. I'm going to tell you, there's no shadow in a bright cloud. What happened is that they were overshadowed with light. And when you become overshadowed with the light of God, because God is light, when you become overshadowed with the Kabod Yahweh, with the glory of God, I'm going to tell you what happens. You become fruitful. You become fruitful. You become fruitful. Our Blessed Mother was overshadowed in Nazareth by the glory of God, by that light, by the Holy Spirit Himself. And she produces Jesus. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. When we become overshadowed by that light as we praise the Lord, whether we see that light or don't see that light, we become fruitful. Things begin to happen. It is not God's will that we be barren. It's God's will that we be fruitful. Not only physically, but spiritually. Tell us about your last child, Rosario. Rosario, she's going to tell you a miracle about Rosario, how you happen to have Rosario.
Well, after my third son was born, I had a C-section. I mean, I had all C-sections, and I did not know the Lord, so the doctor suggested that I would cut off my tubes, and I said, that's fine. So they cut off my tubes, and exactly a year later, I am pregnant with another baby. And so everyone's freaking out. I'm telling everyone in my family, I have all the symptoms of being pregnant, but it's not possible that I'm pregnant again. Well, I was pregnant again, Father. Anyways, to make the long story short, I had my baby girl, January 6th, on the day of the Feast of the Epiphany, the Feast of the Magi, and it was God's gift to me. And that's the goodness of the Lord, because I didn't even know Jesus, but it was the goodness of the Lord.
You even knew it was a miracle.
Oh, I knew it was a miracle. And the doctor came and said, well, he was a Jewish doctor, I think it was just meant to be. And this girl is a blessing. This girl is a blessing in my life, and a blessing to everyone around her. And I believe the Lord has amazing plans for her, and a prophetic mantle is on her life. She has just to pick it up and put it on.
And you see, this is before she even knew the Lord, but she knew that this is impossible. It's like the child that we prayed with a couple of weeks ago, brain dead for 5 days. We prayed on the sixth day, brain dead. The baby didn't move. They wanted to kill the baby. They wanted to starve the baby. I pled with the grandmother for 2 weeks, please keep the baby alive for 2 weeks. On that next Wednesday, that's 2 days later, the baby whimpered and was sucking and was moving the left leg. The next Tuesday, the baby goes home normal, 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 normal. Because what did we do when we went there? I'm going to tell you what we did. We got on our knees, Eleanor and I and Father Vitek, and we started to worship God. We started to praise God. And then I baptized the baby because I know the power of God goes through children when they're baptized.
Yes.
I know it. I know. I've seen children who have had terrible diseases be healed immediately. So that baby was completely normal baby. They want to kill that baby. They want to kill that baby. But you see what the Lord say, that baby has something in God. His name is Baby Antonio. We haven't seen him yet, but we're going to go visit Baby Antonio. We're going to have a party. We need to have a party because this is a great, awesome blessing that this baby that they wanted to kill is alive and normal and had no brain waves. Where do the brain waves come from? Hallelujah. Where did the tube come from? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. And this is what the Lord wants. He wants us to spend time in His presence so that we are overflowing with the Spirit of God, so that the glory overflows through us. Then we're ready to minister, Father, right?
That's right.
When we are filled with the Holy Spirit, when we are so filled because we have been with Him, we have entered into His presence, we have received an overdose of His presence, we are overflowing, and so we minister out of that overflow. And so there is no lack in the glory.
No.
Everything is in the glory. Everything, everything.
Tell them about last night at the espousal in the little house. It looks like the movie The Apostle. We're in this little house last night, and it was rocking. Now, I'm going to say this is an interesting thing, because many of the people who come are the same people who used to come to the espousal, but there's something different that's happening to these people, because they're alive now. They're really alive. You know, about 4 weeks ago, they were kind of dead. All of a sudden, they're alive now. They're singing. They're praising God. Their arms are up in the air. God's beginning to send new people again. Tell them what happened yesterday.
Oh, there was an eruption of praise. There was an eruption of the high praises of God. The Lord inhabited our praises. We were clapping and jumping and dancing. The banners, the flags were flying high, and we just experienced the presence of the Lord, and a lot of people got healed and changed and transformed, and that's what we want. Amen?
Hallelujah. Tonight we'll be there again, our 12th night. People said, when are you going to quit? Hallelujah! We have no plans on quitting. We have plans on proceeding, because the only thing that's going to change the church and the nature of the places that we live in is a move of God. Nothing else is going to change the church and God's people but a move of God. We cannot create a move of God, but we can sing the high praises of God. We can worship. We can adore. We can shout. We can praise His holy name. Then the silence comes. And the glory fills the place. We can do those things. You see, I know that the only thing that's going to change the face of the earth is a move of God. And I'm not telling you that this will be the move of God, but we are at least going to be there to give the Lord the opportunity to do what He wants to do. That's why we have to continue. That's why the people come with their combat boots. They're marching in, ready to praise God. It's wonderful to see these people coming in. You know, I start laughing as they start walking in, because they mean business. They mean business. And it's not this kind of business that's difficult. It's business that puts a smile on your face. Last night we had Leslie dancing. My Lord, I have a new camera, which I never had a camera in my whole life. I don't even know how to use it yet. But Father Ryman was taking videos of Leslie dancing. You should have seen her radiant face. Her radiant face. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. I just want to tell you, while I was singing in the spirit, she was dancing and dancing and dancing. And it's not like Leslie to be dancing like that. But last night, the Spirit of God took hold. She was so happy, so happy. I tell you, tonight we'll be there at 7 o'clock. Alan, who did the guitar for the last 3 days, said, Father Tom, every time I go, I say, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11. What are we going to do for 4 hours? Then he says, last night was so wonderful, the hours went by like that. Just like that. Because God inhabits the praises of his people.
And there is fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord, Psalm 16, verse 11. So it's happy hour with Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's happy hour with Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
With
Thank
no
you, Lord.
Alcohol. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning, and the bar rooms aren't even open. Oh, this is what the prophet Joel said. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men have visions. I'm telling you, this is the time to come to worship. I'm not telling you this is the only place that things are happening, but I am telling you things are happening here. Last night, we're calling people on the phone, people getting healed over the phone as we're calling people that were sick. Immediately, like that. People being healed like that. They're being healed on the phone quicker than they were being healed in the little church. It's very interesting. God is so interesting. You cannot tell God what he's going to do, because God knows what he wants to do. He knows how to do it. There was a young man that was there last night with his wife. His name is Doug. And they had to leave early. They have little children. They came all the way from Worcester. All the way from Worcester. So, you know, he has a severe double disc problem. Well, we called him up and we prayed and there was no pain. And you want to know what? Could barely believe it. I'm telling you, 7 o'clock tonight at the espousal retreat house, we are not in the upper espousal because they have a quiet retreat, but we are down below near the gift shop, and their telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. So tonight's Thursday. I believe it's our 12th night there. And we're going strong. Let me tell you the miracle, you know. You know, I've been praying for a keyboard player. And, you know, we're starting this time of praise. And I said to the Lord, because we had nobody who was going to do music on a certain day, I said, Lord, send John Fay. I didn't even have his telephone number. John, I haven't seen John in so long. John Fay came.
That's awesome.
We didn't even call him.
Wow.
So this is the Lord calling his people. This is the Lord calling his people. I didn't have I said, Lord, send John Fay. Just send John Fay, please. And I didn't pray long. But you see, we needed worship leaders that night. And then when John Fay couldn't come, he got Vinny Sarasula on the weekend. It's amazing. Amazing. So tonight's Thursday, Espousal Retreat House. Friday, Espousal Retreat House. But Saturday and Sunday at the Holy Rosary at 7:30. So we start 7:30 on Saturday and Sunday at the Holy Rosary. So then we'll go back with the help of God to the espousal on Monday. Listen, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the earth. You sea monsters and all you deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, storm and wind, mountains and hills, fruit trees and cedars. You see, all these creatures praise God by nature. But we, as God's human people, humanoids, we need to praise God with our hearts and our will. We do not praise God by our walking around. We need to make a concerted effort under the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to praise God today. You see, the mountains praise God by their very nature. We don't. But you can, if you want. And you know what? You might say, what do I have to praise God for? I'm going to tell you what. Oh, God is so good. Oh, I know your life is falling apart, but you know what? He's still on the throne. He still hears and answers prayer. Oh, things are really bad in my life. I have no fight. But you know what? He's still on the throne. He knows how to provide. My Lord, you've got much to pray. Are you breathing? Hallelujah. Yeah, but I'd rather be dead. I don't think so, because God's got plans for your life. Not time for you to fold up your tent. It's time to extend the tent pegs, because God's got something for you to do, because he loves you, and it's time. Listen, today after we finish with you, put on some music and start praising God. Put on some music and start praising God. Put on some music and start praising God. Listen, do it. If you don't have music, start singing the old songs. He is Lord. He is Lord.
He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Oh, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people unto. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. And let us rejoice. Hit it. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. And be glad in him. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Master, Savior, Jesus. Like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name.
My friends, come to the espousal tonight and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, at the espousal retreat house. Their telephone number is 781-209-3101. 781-209-3101. That's in Waltham, Massachusetts, on Lexington Street. And you know what? It's the summer. I really need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. We cannot do this work without God using you. Please help us. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. See you at the espousal tonight at 7 o'clock. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.